Well, back in the day, if a kid wanted to be an engineer, he didn't want to build something necessarily. He maybe, as shocking as it is, didn't want to be the technical guy for a radio or a TV station. Instead, he wanted to drive a train.
Go figure.
Ken Buehler is in the studios this morning. I got to tell you, first thing, my grandpa was an engineer.
Oh.
On the Great Northern.
Excellent.
Steam trains. And once in a while, my mom, when she was a little girl, got to ride with him, and she practiced waving like the queen out the window of the train.
And where did what run did he have? Mostly?
His home base was in St. Cloud.
Okay.
And went, I don't know, from there.
He was gone so much too soon.
He was not a very old man when he died in 1943. Oh. So he was maybe in his 50s, I think, but. Wow. What a, now, that is a cool job for a dad to have.
That is a very cool job. My dad always wished that he could have been an engineer, and my father is a train enthusiast, and I think I got a little bit of that from him.
You think maybe?
Maybe. He was the guy that heard one too many times in his life,
"Sir, step back from the locomotive. Sir, please, do not touch the train."
That was my dad growing up, and I lived with that. And maybe I am now. You see, when I was born, he bought me the little train that goes around the base of the Christmas tree.
Right, right, right.
And then over time, as I grew up, that train set grew up with me. Every time there was a birthday, I got more for my train set. Every time he went on a business trip, he came back with gifts for my train set. Every Christmas,
wow.
I got my train set as right grew under the tree with
sure.
gifts. Every Easter, every opportunity, my train set grew until it covered half of our basement.
Are you ever glad that you weren't named Lionel?
Well, here's the thing. I was 16 years old. I could borrow his car. I could go out on dates with girls he didn't even know, Sally Munson. And I could not play with my own train set. Kenny, wait till I get down in the basement. Don't start it till I get there, Kenny. You always go too fast on the corners, Kenny, and then you knocked over that house last week. I've got it rewired differently now, Kenny, so don't touch the train till I get down there.
Oh, gosh.
Running the North Shore Scenic Railroad is how I got back at him.
Ah. Now, is your father still with us?
Or? Oh, yes, he is.
Okay, so he's aware that you kind of called the shots.
Oh, he comes up and volunteers on the train.
So, well, this is, people are going to have the opportunity now to learn to be an engineer. Now, you must have gone through this training yourself.
No. The last thing you want is me to run your train.
Ken, I'm shocked. What about your dad? Is he going to go through this
training?
You
know what my dad loves to do? My dad loves to come volunteer on the railroad, as he did just this last fall and is coming up again this summer. My father loves to wait on people. He loves to run our first-class service in our dome car, in our Lake of the Isles dining car, in our exclusive car Northland executive coach. He loves waiting on people, telling train stories, and making sure they have a good time on the train. That's what he likes.
Your dad doesn't know about this workshop, and you're not going to tell him.
No, I'm not going to tell him.
Well, tell us about it, because here is an opportunity for you to be, and they say, a full conductor, okay, you're going to have the opportunity to learn how to be a conductor, and you're going to get to do, you know, some train stuff and stuff. I want to hear about it.
Well,
tell me all.
Lisa, most people think it's the engineer that actually handles the train and all that. The engineer is
Or shovels the coal, as I grew up hearing about, but yeah, okay.
The people in the cab of the locomotive do not run the train. The train is run by the conductor. It is the conductor that determines when the train goes, when it stops, how fast it goes, how slow it goes, and the entire consist of the train is controlled by the conductor, as are the passengers on our North Shore Scenic Railroad, the concern of the conductor. The engineer merely is told when to start and when to stop. The conductor is the most important person on the train. They have the interaction with the guest passengers. They take the tickets. They're in charge of the safety, which is the most important job on the railroad, of everyone on the train, including the engineer. So to be the conductor is really to be in charge of that part of the railroad that is the most important, handling the customers on the coaches and making sure they have a safe and good time while they're on the railroad.
Well, and maybe saying the trains aren't, or the tracks... You know, we should go a little slower today.
Exactly. And are handling all the train orders and are communicating with the dispatcher. That's all the job of the conductor. And our conductor courses on the North Shore Scenic Railroad are going to train people who have always wanted to say, all aboard, and mean it.
Well, this is going to be wonderful fun. Now, you know, when we live in an area where there are people that actually work on trains for a living, so are they going to show up, do you think, and say, look, I already know how to do this, or is this an opportunity that perhaps they wouldn't have on their trains, which only haul, you know, iron ore and
stuff.
Yeah,
exactly. Boring stuff like pulpwood.
Right, right.
Well, Lisa, that's exactly right, and we do have both people who have prior railroad experience and now want to be a conductor on the North Shore Scenic Railroad. We also have first-time people who think, as you said earlier, boy, wouldn't it be fun? And we also have people who are retired from the railroad and still want to keep working. So you've got retirees who have railroad experience who now want to, oh, just kind of keep a finger in it.
Well, and do something. Maybe they had like a boring job.
Right. Maybe
they want to do something. Mm-hmm. They want a cool job.
They might have been maintenance of way. They might have been B&B. They might have been an engineer. But now, of course, they want to work with people and be a conductor and actually run the train. For new time people, this is an opportunity. And we did have a few people that took this class in previous times that used this as an entry into railroads. So they wanted to know if a railroad career was something they might be interested in. And you can enroll in, you know, railroad schools and pay to get this kind of training, or you can get this kind of training for free from experts on the North Shore Scenic Railroad, see if you like it, and then migrate into a full-time professional career in railroading.
Well, before you actually lay down the check
exactly for
the schooling, it might be a good plan to give it a whirl.
And our training is the same training that you'd get from any Class 1 railroad. Your grandfather on the Great Northern would go through the same training for today's BNSF or CN or Canadian Pacific that we give on the North Shore Scenic Railroad. It's all government FRA G Corps approved training. So it's the same kind of training you would get in any paid course that you'd lay down the cash for.
Well, I was thinking if you're going to put somebody in charge of a train, even if the train isn't going very far or very fast, there's probably a lot of legal hoops and regulatory hoops to jump through, and for good reason.
Well, of course, we're carrying the most important product there is, and that's the lives
Dogs?
Of our passengers.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
No,
that's right,
no, no,
that's
no,
right.
No. Okay. Not lumber products.
No, that's silly goose. So this looks like an absolute ball, but let me just recap briefly to make sure that I understand. This is the conductor's position is interacting with passengers. It's the most important job on the train. The conductor has the ultimate authority. He's got his finger in just about every single pie, and you think your dad is not going to sign up for it.
He knows nothing about this, and I hope he's not listening this morning.
Okay, remind me not to send that email.
Yeah, okay.
Ken, thank you so much for coming in this morning. This looks like a ball. We'll get a link set up. The class has now started yesterday, so is it too late for people to sign up?
No, last night was just an introductory. Everybody spoke, welcomed. Our operations department starts the class. Our curator and the head of the operations for Railroad Division, Tim Shandell, spoke. I spoke. It was an introductory class. You can get more information through the link that you're going to set up at KUMD.
You bet.
And also at DuluthTrains.com. DuluthTrains.com will also be a place that you can go. And that's the link that you'll set up on KUMD. And I just want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk about this. Trains on the North Shore Scenic Railroad start running in May. We offer trips to Two Harbors, our pizza train, our dinner trains, our very fun murder mystery trains, our beer tasting train, which always sells out.
You just said a whole bunch of magic words all together. You know, the opportunity to go on a train and maybe get murdered and then possibly drink beer at the same time.
It's that usually leads to the murders. That's how that happens.
It's win-win. And if you do come up this summer, you have the opportunity perhaps to meet Ken's dad.
Yes.
And now you know a little bit more about Ken's dad. So
he's a wonderful man, and I'm very fortunate.
You certainly are. Ken, thanks so much for coming. Ken Buehler, our guest in the studio this morning here on 103.3 KUMD.